Hewitt lurched to his feet, hurriedly gathering up his things. "As you will, my lord," Jory said. "All out, Will, bring round the horses." He strode to the door. Littlefinger took his time saying his farewells. He kissed the black woman's hand, whispered some joke that made her laugh aloud, and sauntered over to Ned. "Your business," he said lightly, "or Robert's? They say the hand dreams the king's dreams, speaks the king's voice, and rules with the king's sword. Does that also mean you fuck with the king's..." "Lord Baelish," Ned interrupted, "you presume too much. I'm not ungrateful for your help. It might have taken us years to find this brothel without you. That does not mean I intend to endure your mockery, and I am no longer the king's hand." "The direwolf must be a prickly beast," said Littlefinger with a sharp twist of his mouth. A warm rain was pelting down from a starless black sky as they walked to the stables. Ned drew up the hood of his cloak. Jory brought out his horse. Young Will came right behind him, leading Littlefinger's mare with one hand, while the other fumbled with his belt and the lacings of his trousers. A barefoot whore leaned out of the stable door, giggling at him.
"Will we be going back to the castle now, my lord?" Jory asked.
Ned nodded, and swung into the saddle. Littlefinger mounted up beside him. Jory and the others followed.